kids over there.
You want to find it?
Yeah. There, our key witness left.
Just.
Let me up here for you and tell us what we're doing.
Yeah, you're first one.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, second
one. Okay.
This is the work session?
This is, it will be a work session very shortly.
Okay. Well, we've got our materials beforehand. We've looked at the
assignment. Go ahead, Glenn, talk to us a little bit about what you're doing, guys.
Okay. House Bill 2415 does four major things. First of all, it eliminates unconstitutional provisions of law that the Oregon Supreme Court found unconstitutional regarding campaign finance limits. It also eliminates other voluntary spending limits. It expands the political tax credit, and it has administrative provisions that the Elections Division requested to clean up elections law.
Okay. Mr. DiLorenzo, do you want to recognize yourself and tell us what we're doing here?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm John DiLorenzo. I'm an attorney from Portland. I'm here today not on behalf of any client, but myself. I had the privilege several years ago to represent the Center to Protect Free Speech in two cases. One was Vannetta versus Keithley. One, it was the federal case in which ballot measure number 6, that was a constitutional amendment that was passed that prohibited candidates from using contributions that originated from outside of their districts, that declared measure 6 unconstitutional with respect to the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. That case was sustained on appeal in the Ninth Circuit, and the Supreme Court recently denied review. The other case was Vannetta versus Keithley 2, the Measure 9 case, in which the Oregon Supreme Court overturned most of the provisions of Measure 9. It's for that reason that I am appearing here today in support of House Bill 2415. This is a fine bill, as your administrator said. It does a number of things, one of which is to repeal those statutes that were found to be unconstitutional by the Oregon Supreme Court. When the Oregon Supreme Court finds a statute to be unconstitutional, it is no longer of any force or effect, but unfortunately it remains in the statute books and continues to clutter them up. And I can tell you from experience that I last summer fielded many a call from lawyers from out of state who were asked by their clients whether they could, their organizations could make contributions to Oregon candidates, because they would look at the statute book and there was a particular statute that prohibited corporate participation or prohibited contributions in excess of $100, and we would have to over and over again send them a case that declared those particular sections unconstitutional. So the first thing this bill does is it removes those particular sections from the statute book. The bill goes a little further. It also removes some sections that the court did not strike down, the voluntary expenditure limitations, and I think the rationale was that without the rest of Measure 9, really the voluntary expenditure limitations are fairly meaningless. In addition, it removes the restriction on the availability of the tax credit. Under Measure 9, only political committees that were organized exclusively to support ballot measures could avail themselves of the tax credit, and candidates could directly, but now committees that are organized to support candidates may also avail themselves of the tax credit. And then the final area, which your administrator also explained, is that there are some cleanup provisions of the statute. I've taken a look at them, and I think they are all reasonable, and if they can help the Secretary of State's office more efficiently administer the election code, I think that probably would be a good idea. So for all those reasons, I am very supportive of this bill.
Okay. Any questions, John? Thank you, John, for your testimony.
Thank you.
We'll close the public hearing on House Bill 2450 and open this session. House Bill 2415.
Chair, I would move House Bill 2415A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. Any discussion on that motion? Take a roll call vote, please.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Do you want to carry that? You haven't carried that before.
Oh, okay. I actually like one of the provisions we pulled out, but that's okay. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to adjourn the committee and the House is under call. The Senate is under call.
Oh,
the Senate is
under call.
No, and then me and the